Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Bluestein and Trevor Harris, as we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. As I said, great show with you this evening, and certainly we start things off with a program that, I don't know, it depends. If you followed them over the last couple of years, it's really no surprise that they're playing this way. They showed you 2 years ago against Alabama that they could play, and I have the honor of getting an opportunity to spend a couple of days over there every summer and seeing what Coach Alex Golish and his staff, and obviously we know his staff extremely well with DeMarcus Van Dyke, and you know, being a former University of Miami and player and a coach and several others. But what they've done over the last 2 weeks has just been pretty amazing, beating Boise State. Oh, yeah, Ashton Gentry's not there, but still. And that was on national TV. And then last week, University of South Florida took care of business with a huge win in the Swamp over Florida. They will be at Hard Rock Stadium this Saturday for a 4:30 kickoff. Joey Knight covers the team throughout the course of the year and has just been outstanding with his coverage for the Tampa Bay Times. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Joey, thanks so much for taking the time. And I think you and I have talked about this program for a long, long time, and we've talked about what it's going to take to get them over the hump. But certainly what Coach Golish has done over the, you know, in his short tenure with two bowl wins and an opportunity to go 3-0 against some pretty good competition, is a whole different level.
Absolutely. And you alluded to it, Larry, in your opening there. You know, this is a team, a defense that gave Alabama all it wanted for three plus quarters last year. It was 14-13 going into the fourth quarter in Tuscaloosa, and then USF kind of let things get away from them. 2 years before that, if you remember, at Raymond James Stadium, Nick Saban was still on the sideline, and I believe it was 3-3 at halftime. And right. Ty Simpson was the quarterback for the Tide that day, and USF defense gave them fits, and the final score was 17-3 Alabama. But this was a unit that knew it could stand toe-to-toe with the big boys. It just couldn't finish, and obviously that was something that Alex Golish really has emphasized ever since. So to go into Gainesville and to finish the way they did, to shut down Florida, holding them to, you know, to 15 points, you know, one touchdown, whatever it was. Even Mac Harris, the veteran linebacker, said that was, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, that was my sweetest moment. We finally proved that we could do it, that we could finish. They had proven it, again, you know, against Alabama the previous 2 years, but going and doing it for a full four quarters, now you've got a defense that's not only has ferocity, Larry, now they have faith as they go to Miami Gardens. They really believe they can do this. I'm not saying cocksure or cocky. They're just very confident that they can stand toe-to-toe with anyone in the country.
Yeah, and why not? Because the first 2 weeks or first two games showed that this team, you know, is a reflection of its coach. And you know as well as I do, ever since Alex Golish arrived in Tampa, his mantra was, you know what, this is not the old South Florida. I mean, we're going to turn this thing around. They have a really good coaching staff. I mean, you know, I talked to, and when I go there for their summer camps and talk to, you know, Kevin Patrick and DVD and, you know, some of their staff, I mean, they're believers. They buy into what's going on. Yeah, they're not recruiting a lot of those Power Four type of kids, but they've got a lot of talent on the team. And then when you strike gold with somebody like a Byron Brown, and you get somebody like a Keyshawn Singleton to buy in, and you get guys like Thomas Schrader and Moody Rubin to come in and kind of infuse this program, you know, this is what the portal is about. You know, you're getting kids who started off at Power 4 or 5 type of programs, and now they're working their way back to Tampa and it, you know, buying into what somebody who has proven that if you buy into what they're doing, I mean, positives will happen. And listen, you know what? 2 wins over, you know, a pretty good Syracuse team 2 years ago in the bowl game, coming back and going to Hawaii last year and beating San Jose State. I mean, Joey, it's got to be, especially for a commuter, and I have air quotes, fan base, this has really been something special for this this school.
And year 3 should be kind of the apex, Larry. Yeah, they've been building toward this. And you and I both know Alex Golish is a workaholic, and he'll be the first to tell you. And his staff is mostly workaholics, and they have just done a beautiful job of blending high school recruiting and development with the portal. They know their limitations. They know their recruiting footprint, and they work it extremely hard. And I'm talking Florida, South Georgia, South Alabama, et cetera. And they've got not only, you know, 3 quality 3- and 4-star kids, but quality 3- and 4-star kids from elite high school programs who know about winning. And Alex thinks that's really important. And so do I. So, you know, you've got those kids that they've been able to recruit and develop, and he's done an exceptional job of filling his needs by tapping into the portal. And the result, you have a very, very veteran team. And I know most teams these days are veteran because of the portal. But just look at this, Larry. You know, I've got their depth chart in front of me. The likely starting offense for USF on Saturday at Miami, junior, which is Keyshawn Singleton. Then you got graduate, Byron Brown, a senior, a fourth-year player, senior, graduate, senior. So the only underclassman per se is Keyshawn Singleton. We know what he can do, and that's just the offense. The defense is about the same way.
Yeah, no doubt. And you could see from a recruiting standpoint, especially at the opening game against Boise, they had a lot of recruits. And the one thing, and you know, because you've been around the program from basically its inception, as far as the power, you know, the level of what they played, and all these coaches taking no shots at anybody before. But nobody's embraced the community and the coaches within that structure, you know, up and down the coast, and like he has. And he's a genuine fact. You see, he's not putting on any, you know, and I've watched him, you know, during the summer camps or during 7-on-7. He genuinely reaches out to people. He doesn't do it just to pose for photos. You could see he'll be in the background with a coach from Dunedin or you know, a coach from Ocala, and certainly making them feel wanted and appreciated that they came and attended an event. And you know as well as I do, especially this past summer, it was kind of a chore because of the fact that they couldn't use the fields adjacent to where they usually do, because obviously everything's under construction over there. So they used the brand new fields all the way across campus on the, you know, in the intramural fields, almost all the way, almost near Brusby Downs, all the way that far out. And they used the indoor, and everybody embraced it, and they liked it, and they felt comfortable, and he made sure that he was, you know, making time for everybody. You don't see that anymore. And I, you know what, and I could tell you firsthand, because I go to every college, and I see how, you know, colleges are. He and Coach Norvell of FSU are kind of different, you know, in that fact, because of the fact that they embrace, they make you feel welcome. You know, it's sort of like when you invite somebody over for dinner. When they arrive, the table's set, you can smell the food. That's what they're all about.
Yeah, I think a lot of that, Larry, has to go back to Alex's humble beginnings. He's a genuine article, because he doesn't forget where he came from, and he came from Russia. His family immigrated from Russia. You know, and he was raised in, you know, small town Ohio, and, you know, was just an average high school football player, and just had to, you know, he didn't have, you know, a bucket to, you know what, in, you know, he worked his way up, graduate assistant, you know, and just, he beat the bushes and, you know, paid his dues and, you know, came up the hard way through the coaching ranks. You know, I think it just goes back to his humble background. He doesn't forget where he came from and where he was at one point in his career. And, you know, that's why I think he's a genuine article. I'm right on the same page with you. There's no, you know, there's no pretension in Alex Golish. He is who he is. You know, and he said that many times. I can't be something who I'm not. I'm not going to be a fraud to these guys. I'd be deceiving myself. He is who he is. He is an immigrant kid from Russia who played high school football and worked his butt off all up through the ranks to be where he is now.
No doubt. And a lot of people respect what he's done. And certainly this Saturday, I know Miami's got the utmost respect. And he was so careful. I'm telling you, last week in his post-game press conference talking about Miami, and the one thing that he said, you see this team out here in Gainesville today? Next week, we got a team that's five times as good. And that's the one thing what you got to do. And he certainly is not giving Miami any bulletin board. And you know that after the last year's game that Mario Cristobal respects him and this program extremely well. 4:30 kickoff Saturday. I think that the ticket prices have jumped. And thank goodness. And I, you know, after last week's Bethune-Cookman game, I think that we'll be back to, I hope, 55 or 60,000, because there's a lot of USF graduates that live in South Florida. So a lot of them that are going to make their way down. It's, you know, it's a happening. You're not going to find two programs like this clashing with so much at stake, especially with USF. Joey, I can't thank you enough. As always, you know, you're a trooper. You're one of the great guys in the industry. And certainly, you know, in our times that we've, you know, we've interacted, you've been nothing but professional, and I'm looking forward to seeing you and then listening to your questions in the post-game press conference.
Always a pleasure, Larry. Thank you so much, my friend.
Good seeing you. We'll see you on Saturday. Thanks so much, Joe.
Take care.
Good stuff. Joey Knight, Tampa Bay Times, class act. All the way, knows his stuff. And he's endured. He's been with this program for a long time covering it, you know, and writing positive stories when it wasn't easy to write positive stories. But now it isn't.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.